In part one, on this side, you will need a large mirror. Now, you'll be asked to remove your clothing and to stand in front of the mirror for this very important experience in helping you to feel more comfortable with yourself. Now, stand, please, without your clothing, in front of a mirror and look at your reflection. First, touch your head with your fingers. It will feel hard. Realize that a hard head is good. You wouldn't want a soft one. If your skull has some bumps, realize that's okay too. No need to worry about that. Overall, you feel pretty good about your head. Now touch your nipples. You like them, don't you? Do they become erect when you touch them? They're a good size, aren't they? Did you know that nipples usually aren't erect unless they are stimulated? How about your breasts? They are soft, aren't they? And a good size for your needs. And you can feel your pubic hair between your legs. It feels wiry. Most pubic hair feels like that. It's okay, isn't it? And your thighs, they're okay too. And your legs? Are they too long or too short? Not really. I think they suit you well. And if everyone had the same length of legs, it might get quite boring looking at people. So, in general, your body looks pretty good there and all over. And it feels good too. Congratulations on loving your body more.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, October 5th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, crush videos. They may or may not be illegal. Plus, your bowel movements might bring down a plane, and why you shouldn't own a bear. Reason number 345. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back for the start of a brand new week of shows. Got a great program for you today. First up, Cheryl Murkowski emailed me this link.
Woo, woo, woo.
Nay. I don't know exactly which town this is from, but the mayor is fucking batshit crazy. She has issued a memo to every single police officer that says, look, you are not allowed to chase criminals by foot or by car, nothing. And the reason is because the insurance payouts for injured police are killing her. It's too much! So no more chasing after criminals. Which means if a police officer sees a criminal doing something, I hope to God he's an arm's length of him. For some unknown reason, the mayor doesn't seem to understand how this could be a problem for the police, and really the community in general. I don't even think the cops can walk towards the criminal. You know what I mean? No power walking, no strutting, nothing. If the criminal starts running away, you just have to look and wave bye. Here is the news story.
Well, we're starting off with this. A showdown at City Hall. A mayor is vigorously defending her new policy that bans police officers from chasing criminals. We first told you about this on Wednesday. Welford Mayor Sally Peake telling her police force they can no longer chase suspects on foot. Well, today, she told us the ban also includes vehicle chases. She says she's trying to protect the citizens from high insurance costs. But what about protecting them from criminals? The memo is only two sentences long, but the woman who wrote it is certainly not short on words.
As of this date, there are to be no more foot chasing.
That's what I said, that's what I meant, and that's what I said what I meant, and I meant what I said.
Welford Mayor Sally Peake is defending her policy that tells police officers, quote, I do not want anyone chasing after any suspects whatsoever. She says she issued the order because officers keep getting injured.
They are costing us more money on insurance than most citizens here in the city of Welford even earn it.
But the Spartanburg County Sheriff says a policy like that prevents police from upholding the law.
No fucking shit!
Are you telling your officers that if they witness a crime, they witness someone commit a crime on someone else and they're 10 yards away, that they cannot go stop that person?
Is that in there?
It says no chases whatsoever.
Well, that's what I said, no chases, didn't I? And I said nothing about no crime. If you see a crime, this and that and the other.
Well, that's what a chase is. That's what a chase is.
Well, I told them no chase on foot. And this guy know exactly what I mean. So you're trying to twist what
I'm
saying.
No, I'm not. You,
oh, yes,
you said
you
no
are.
Chases. No chases means no chases.
You damn fool.
Chases.
Your story, thank God. You are so sweet. Well, you got your story on a woman in welfare. Hallelujah. I am so proud of you, Mr. Cato.
I'm just trying to decide what you're telling your officers. I don't think it's out of the question
God
for me to
you.
Ask you about it.
May God bless you.
Welford Police Chief Chris Guy told his officers to abide by the policy.
Can you keep the citizens of Welford safe?
Yes, I believe we can. Just because a suspect may run does not mean that we can't identify them, sign warrants, and catch them later.
You don't feel like this is possibly putting your citizens at further risk?
No, he's helping my citizens.
How so? If someone escapes from the police and they go hurt someone else?
That's not going to happen here in Welford.
Here's hoping the arm of the law really is long, because in
yes.
Welford... it has no legs.
Now let's.
May God bless
let's
you.
Let's be professional.
May God bless you.
Let's be reasonable.
May God bless you.
Let's be reasonable.
May God bless you.
Now this station realized when it had a hit on its hand, so it decided to release the entire 7-minute interview with this mayor, Sally Peake. Oh, by the way, the story comes from Welford, South Carolina. So here's a little more from the uncut interview.
Can you tell me why you haven't returned my calls since Wednesday?
Because I didn't receive them. And if I received them, I wasn't going to stop my meeting to return your call anyway, because the meeting I was in was so important, much more important what you were talking about.
More important than this policy?
That policy is very important, because that's why I sent each officer the policy and their envelope.
Then things get a little heated, and she starts blessing the news reporter. You heard a little bit of this in the official broadcast. Here is the full God bless you exchange.
Well, I told them no chase on foot, and this guy know exactly what I mean. So you're trying to twist what
no,
I said.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you
no
are.
Cases. No well, cases means
you
no chases.
You got your story. Thank God. You are so sweet. Well, you got your story on a woman in welfare. Hallelujah. I am so proud of you, Mr. Cato.
I'm just trying to decide what you're telling your officers. I don't think it's out of the question
God
for
bless
me to
you.
Ask you about it.
May God bless you.
That's two.
Are you?
May God bless you.
Are you saying?
May God bless you. May God bless you.
Bless me
may
lot.
God bless
Six.
You.
Thank you.
May God bless you.
Seven. Now let's.
May God bless
Eight.
You.
Let's be professional.
May but I am. May God bless
Nine.
You.
Let's be
may God bless
Eight.
You.
Let's be reasonable.
May God bless you.
Eleven. I just wanted to find out exactly what you're telling your officers here. That's the only reason I came to you. And
may God bless you, Mr. Cato.
Well,
he has very much.
Thank
and he
you.
Continues to do so.
Thank you.
But I just wanted, that's what I was doing. I was trying to find out exactly if you're telling your officers if they witness a crime.
May God bless you.
Them,
may God bless you.
May God bless you.
May God bless you.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer for you.
May God bless
this
you.
Moment.
Well, I thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you even more.
You feel like this is... You don't feel like
may
this
God
is
bless
possibly
you.
Putting
I your said, may God bless
citizens
you.
Citizens at further risk?
No, he's helping my citizens.
May God bless you. Moving on, there's a couple guys we haven't checked in with in a while. I'm speaking of Peter and Raymond. Have some more audio from these two nut jobs. For those of you who don't remember who Peter and Ray were, they were roommates in an apartment in San Francisco. Unfortunately, the walls in the apartment building were paper thin. So when Peter and Raymond would get into huge fights and scream, their next door neighbors could hear every word they were screaming. At first, their neighbors were like simply annoyed, right? Then they got the bright idea to record Peter and Raymond fighting through the walls. So I've got some more selections for you today. This one is called Toenails.
Shut up, little man. Shut up, little man. Shut up, little man.
Now, I should say that one of the guys, I can't tell the difference between Peter and Raymond. One of them is an old gay guy. The other is an alcoholic. Actually, I think both of them are alcoholics.
I didn't see you trying to cut your toenails. I don't want to see you cut your toenails, so why would I worry about it? For God's sake, shut up, little man.
Now, I should mention that they are not, like, gay lovers or anything. They're just roommates. That's it. even though they act like a married couple.
I don't want to watch you cut your toenails.
Don't do that. Those are all mine. I pay for them.
I'm trying to eat
them. I pay for them, not you. I would like to have eaten tonight also, but I can't because of you talking about toenails.
It grossed him out. Doesn't want to eat dinner after that? Come on.
Nobody wants to watch you cut your toenails, and nobody would steal your toenail clippers.
Little man. Got another short clip. This is just more general fighting. They're not fighting over anything specific, like toenails this time.
Don't fuck with me, you fucking
Oh, shut up, little man. You don't have the willpower to
You're
do
not
anything.
A fucking
You're a sick little old man.
I've always told
You're
you.
You're an old man.
I've always told you I can take you any fucking time.
You can't, though, and you know it.
I think you ain't fucking
time. You can't.
You ain't gonna
No, you cannot. You wanna try? I'm ready. You can't take nobody. You're a sick little man.
I'm healthy.
You're a sick man.
Yeah, I'm healthy.
A man that is dying from the same thing your brother died
Bullshit.
From.
Bullshit. I'm a healthy man. You're a fucking piece of shit. You ain't nothing really.
Why do you shut up, little man?
All right.
You want to fuck with me? Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm ready for you.
He sounds like a healthy man, doesn't he?
I'm ready to know, you fucking
I don't even know what he's saying.
You aren't doing it.
Why should I attack you, you fucking piece of
Because that's what you do, you ain't a little man. You kicked me in the balls.
I like listening to old people fighting.
You did this up here. It's always you attacking. This time, I'm saying I attack.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Peter and Raymond. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a sexy rape confession. Yes, courtesy of Campus Confessions. Now, Sideshow Freaks are familiar with this CD. I've featured some of the more recoculous tracks on a bonus episode. But basically, the idea behind Campus Confessions is that real live co-eds tell us their dirty, stinky, filthy sex stories. And I gotta tell you, the last track on the album definitely has an eye-catching title, Rape Me. Let's take a listen.
She said, you know, I've only asked one other person this, and I'm gonna ask you.
Oh, I love how they, like, masked his voice. It sounds as if Satan has a rape confession.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, what is this gonna be? And she says, well, I want you to rape me.
All right, now, if she says, I want you to rape me, it's not really rape then. There's no need for that fucking filter on your voice. She's just consented to it.
And I said, okay. I said, well, how, you know, tell me more. How would this work? So, you know, I have an open mind about everything. You know? And she says, well, I just want you to, you have a key to my apartment already, and I want you to just basically come in one day when you know that I'm home and just surprise me and just do whatever you want. Just pretend like you've never seen me before.
Campus Confessions. Now, my theory is that he actually raped this girl. There was no conversation beforehand where the girl was like, I want you to forcefully fuck me. I think this guy found a pretty girl, stalked her for a while, and then just raped the shit out of her. And now he has a guilty conscience. So he wants to share his story and get it off his chest, right? But oh my God, make sure to change my voice. And then he came up with this, you know, cockamamie, you know, she was down with it type of thing, pseudo-rape. So, in my mind, he's really raping her. Helps me get off.
And so I kind of just sort of, like, stood next to the refrigerator.
Oh yes, this is when he actually enters her house. She's in the bathroom blow-drying her hair. And he's about ready to pounce on her.
And so I kind of just sort of like stood next to the refrigerator for about 3 or 4 minutes until she came out. And I quickly just kind of jumped out and grabbed her.
All right.
She had no idea. She just fucking freaked out. She started screaming. And it took her a few seconds to realize it was me.
Right.
But even after she realized it was me, she was shaking really, really hard. And I just, you know, I grabbed her blouse and I ripped it off. And just started doing what she had asked me to do.
And what was it?
Which was to take her by force and not take no for an answer. And except the problem was, at this time things didn't go so smoothly, because basically what happened was, I think I caught her so off guard that I scared her so bad that she started crying as I started ripping her clothes off.
The best kind of sex. Uh-huh. The kind with tears.
And so we had not actually gotten, we actually hadn't talked about some sort of signal, you know, that that would let me know that I'd gone too far or this wasn't going to work. But what happened was I sensed that something was really wrong, and she started crying when I started doing what she'd asked me.
That's what rape is, honey!
And she started crying.
Good God.
When I started doing what she'd asked me to do, so I stopped. And
don't ask someone to rape you if you don't really want it.
And she just kind of held on to me for, like, a long time and just cried for, like, 20 minutes. we didn't do that again.
That's the end. That is the least sexy fucking campus confession I've ever heard.
The bitch pressed charges, and now I'm serving a 10 to 15 year sentence for aggravated rape.
I would have loved to hear that girl crying as she's almost being pseudo-raped.
He scared me so bad, I didn't think he was gonna be so scary. Why did you do that? I thought it was gonna be a fun thing.
Alright, it's just a fun thing. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Support the program. It means the world to me. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. This past weekend, did a bonus episode of DV, and Corey provided yet another great Butt Fudge Sunday. His show continues to descend into madness. Just gets weirder and weirder. I am loving it. Thank you very much, Corey, for another great Bud Fudge Sunday. Got an extended show for you tomorrow, so it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Actually, Cheryl Murkowski sent in this first story. I didn't realize that, crush videos and animal sex fetish shit was legal. It's kind of up in the air right now. The Supreme Court's going to get on that shit. Kittens, brutality, fetish videos, and dog fighting. These aren't the elements of a twisted cable television show. It's elements of a twisted audio podcast, apparently. No, they're just some of the factors in one of Tuesday's U.S. Supreme Court cases that will kick off the court's new term. The court will hear the federal government's appeal of U.S. versus Stevens, a circuit court's overturning of a 1999 federal law that makes it a crime to create, sell, or possess depictions of animal cruelty for commercial gain. If the court reverses the lower court's decision and reinstates the law, images showing the intentional torture or killing of animals would be deemed illegal. But technically, so might depictions of bullfighting in Spain or fishing and hunting out of season. Sexual fetish videos called crush videos became an internet craze in the late 1990s, picturing women in their bare feet or high heels crushing to death small animals such as mice or kittens. Or bunnies. Congress passed a law in 1999 to outlaw the production of the videos, and distribution of them came to a halt. Though the law has been in effect for years, no one was ever prosecuted for producing a crush video. Instead, in 2004, a Virginia man was the first person to be indicted under the law for selling what he claims is an educational film. Yeah, I've used that defense myself. Robert Stevens is a self-described dog trainer, author, and documentarian. He owned and operated Dogs of Velvet and Steel. That just kind of sounds illegal. Yes, it was a business he claimed provided books, videos, and other materials about training pit bulls. Three films were purchased through the mail by Pennsylvania law enforcement agents who were concerned about one scene that pictured a pit bull attacking a pig, and a second clip that depicted pit bulls fighting each other in Japan, where such activities are legal. At trial, Stevens asserted that his videos demonstrated the right and wrong way to train pit bulls for hunting. That defense didn't work, and a jury sentenced him to 37 months in prison, followed by 3 years supervised release. Stevens' luck changed when the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the lower court's decision on free speech grounds. Now the Supreme Court is involved. If the Supreme Court overturns the Circuit Court decision and upholds the law, depictions of animal cruelty will join the ranks of child porn, obscenity, and fightin' words as expressions that aren't worthy of First Amendment protection. Oh, believe me, Distorted View will be following this case closely. My livelihood depends on it. Depending on the outcome, you may or may not be hearing the new segment, Da Da Da, It's Animal Cruelty Thursday. Might have to work on that title. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Pennsylvania. If you own a bear as a pet, you cannot be surprised when shit like this happens. A Ross Township woman who keeps exotic animals as pets was killed yesterday evening after she was attacked by her pet black bear. You know why it killed her? Because it's a fucking bear, that's why. That's like keeping cancer as a pet. Eventually, it's gonna turn on you. Pennsylvania State Police said they were summoned at about 5 o'clock to a home in the 7200 block of Dogwood Lane for a report of the attack. Kelly Ann Waltz, 37, was found with fatal injuries she received in the attack. Tim Conway, Dorf! Tim Conway, the Game Commission's Information Educational Supervisor for the Northeast Region, said Waltz went inside the bear's 15 by 15 foot steel and concrete cage to clean it and feed the bear. While she was inside, the 350 pound black bear turned on Waltz and killed her. Initial reports indicate a neighbor shot the bear while it was on top of Waltz. No one needs to own a bear. This is exactly why. Because they're huge and ferocious and they will kill you. I mean, I can't believe we have to go over this. Bears will eat your face. As will tigers, monkeys. Just stay away from wild animals. I have known people who've had raccoons as pets. And you can't go over their house. Oh, Bobby doesn't like new people. Just stand on the porch, but not in the doorway, because Bobby will see you and it'll get them all riled up. Just ring the doorbell and move to the side. There was a raccoon, not even caged, just walking around the house. Like a cat or something. It's ridiculous. I bet you those people are all dead now. Dead! The raccoon ate them while they were sleeping or something. It's so stupid. Just get a little fucking pug or something. All right, final story we have for you today. Airlines really are out of control. You know, they're charging you for your bags, no more meals, and now a Japanese airline is asking passengers to go to the bathroom before boarding a plane to reduce carbon emissions. ANA says empty bladders means lighter passengers, you see, which means lighter aircrafts and lower fuel use. The airline will position staff near the boarding gates and terminals to ask passengers waiting for their flight to relieve themselves before boarding the aircraft. It hopes that the weight saved will lead to a 5-ton reduction in carbon emissions over the course of a month. ANA started the policy on October 1st as a one-month trial, but says it may be expanded if successful. If everyone took a shit, it would probably equal the weight of at least a toddler, right? Flying is the fastest-growing source of carbon dioxide emissions, accounting for more than 600 million tons of the greenhouse gas per year. So there you go. Do your part. Piss and shit before takeoff. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, checking in with my freaky dickus.
Hey, Tim. GP in Pennsylvania here, and calling about the Windows 7 launch parties. Now, I suppose I'm one of those tool bags that you described who wanted to host a Windows 7 party. I assure you, it was just for the irony of it. I was listening to one of Leo Laporte's podcasts on a Twitter twat or whatever the hell this network's called.
Yes,
and they're talking about it. They're going to host a party to be funny and have the stupid hats and the blow whatever's that they have New Year's.
Sounds hilarious.
And I work in a customer service job, so we deal with people and their computer issues all the frickin' time, and I wish I had a frickin' dollar extra overtime every time someone calls in with Internet Explorer 6 and all this other bullshit old operating system that they don't know what a web browser is.
Yeah, I was messing around online a couple weeks ago, and I found an old copy of, like, Netscape, like 2.0 or 3.0, and I installed it just to see how that browser would render websites of today. End result, not so good. There's been a surprising amount of advancement since 1996 or 1997.
Hi, Tim. It's Stacy in D.C.
Hi, Stacy.
I was having a no interview moment, and one, you know, my son, I was having to get him something to drink, and as I'm singing to him, I'm like, milk, 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 milk. I realize I sound like the cock gagger. Anyway, thanks for doing the show. Good work. Bye.
Yeah, it kind of does sound like the cock gagger.
Hey, Tim, I was a bit behind on episodes, and I was listening to the show on the 22nd, and you played some audio from some kind of furry musical.
Yes.
The funny thing is, that actually is a spoof of the Wicked musical.
Yes, someone did point that out to me.
I know you probably got a few calls about that.
Yeah, so, like, the furries aren't even being original with their music. They're just, doing little parody songs. You know,
if it is as annoying as that might be. I had to listen to the Wicked musical playing every time I had to clean theaters at my job.
Right.
And that song just fucking shat me. Try listening to that on loop for 8 hours. Anyway, peace.
Yeah, there's an advertisement. I guess Wicked's coming to Cleveland. I never saw it. Don't care. I don't really care for musicals that much.
It's Hello. Dan McGill from Australia here, just to let you know your distortion has spread far, and I'm currently spreading it all over the place.
Yes, you know, someone... God damn it! Sorry. Someone emailed me. Professional program we got going here. Someone emailed me and said, Tim, you shouldn't be wasting your time trying to advertise the show in the United States. You should be going to Australia and the UK. That's where you should be focusing on getting new listeners, because they're a lot more open-minded freaks, I guess, over there, as opposed to the stiff fucking idiots that we have here in the U.S., religious nutsos and shit like that, who are trying to bring me down. They said I should be focusing my attention overseas.
Hey,
with advertising.
Hey, Tim, this is Sean from New Mexico. I was just calling because I just saw an infomercial that told me to stop using dirty catheters.
And, yes, we've played that on the show a long time ago.
And
how many people are watching television with dirty catheters in them saying, oh my God, there's finally a better way? Can't imagine it appeals to that many people that you would need to take out a national advertisement.
That I should call and get my free sample today.
Oh.
I think it was called Healthcare Plus. I don't know exactly what it was.
Yeah, it's some woman talking about how she had to boil her catheters and shit to clean them off.
Phone number again.
Reuse them.
But, yeah, check it out. It was funny. There's this old lady talking about how she's tired of using her catheters because they're uncomfortable and that these new ones are great. Mm. I hope one of you freaks out there can find
finally,
it
comfortable catheters. Truly an advancement.
Hey, Tim. TV listener, near-dead caretaker.
Okay.
Working a night shift at the near-dead home. And
the graveyard shift.
And I just wanted to tell you that because we had a death tonight, and every time one of these residents die,
I get a little stronger.
I'm not an emotionally attached person, so I can laugh at it, which is not nice to laugh, but
well,
I kind of have this thing when they die. What goes through my mind is the song Another One Bites the Dust. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that when I walk in their room and I find them dead.
So you should carry around a little boombox, and when, it's announced that someone has died, you play that.
Hey, Tim, another one of your furry sideshow listeners here. So you wanted to know if anyone was invited to a Windows 7 launch party. Well, actually, I'm kind of hosting one. Okay, so maybe I'm a huge dork
for
doing so.
Why is everyone having these parties?
I've been going to Windows 7, Windows
everyone launch. Has either been invited to one or is hosting one. Now I feel like I'm left out.
In the Windows 7 Windows launches in general. since Windows 98. So I was kind of going to host it anyway. But for Windows 7, they're actually...
Wait, what was that?
Huge dork for doing so, but I've been going to Windows 7 Windows launches in general since Windows 98.
They've been having launch parties? Like, people have been throwing parties since Windows 98?
Well, I was kind of going to host it anyway, but...
Like, I realize Microsoft has their little launch party, but I didn't realize, like... Other people got so excited about a fucking operating system.
Windows 7, they're actually giving you free stuff if you host a party, including copy of Windows 7 Ultimate, like, you know, playing cards, party streamers.
Wait a second. You get a free copy of Windows 7 Ultimate? All right. How do I get in on this action? Someone from Microsoft email me, or just send me a copy of Windows 7 Ultimate.
Spoons, bags, and gifts to give out to your party guests.
I want goodies.
So,
give them away as prizes.
I will celebrate your product if you give me a bunch of free stuff. Anyway, Jugu.
There's a word for what you are. Sellout. I know that term quite well. All right, and finally today...
Jugu, Tim Jugu, Haley's Comet, Sideshow Freak from Boston, calling up about the Windows 7 launch parties.
Oh, man.
The Windows 7 launch parties, like many of the ideas Microsoft has for its operating system, were stolen from someone else.
Oh.
Linux and BSD users have been having launch parties for years. You know, new major version comes out. The thing is... The Linux and BSD launch parties, despite the stereotypical image of Linux users as being, you know, antisocial geeks, are usually pretty fun events. There's some really good scotch, normally, good booze, a lot of fun techno music. It's kind of like a mini rave without people dying.
You lost me there.
It's enjoyable. However, from what I've seen of the Windows 7 launch party plans, they've managed to take all the cool out of a Linux launch party.
Well, if that video is any indication...
Behind a desiccated husk.
Could you imagine that party? There's one black guy, a nerdy white guy, an old lady, and then, like, a mother of four all hovered around the computer. It sounds like a great time. All right, so, you know, if you guys attend these launch parties, report back to me. Let me know if you had a good time or not. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
And she says, well, I want you to rate me.
Vote for us a podcast, Allie. It is a new month. If you haven't voted in the month of October, do so right now. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to rate us. Leave us a comment or two. And spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the program. We've got that little tweet button on the show notes. Just click it and all your followers will know you listened to today's episode. We will be back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye.
Your backyard's full of roses. Is there something you're keeping tight? Is there something you're keeping to yourself? Your backyard's full of roses. You need a home for something else. Is it full of roses? 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 Is there somewhere you're keeping to yourself?
Nanner Puss, Nanner Puss. And guess what? I love Nanner Puss. You can call me the Nanner Puss, Nanner Puss. And guess what? I love Nanner
Pussy.